1-1, fair result in the end, do you think?
Leicester might say it was a fair result, I think, from our point of view. If you make their goalkeeper produce one of the best saves I think I've seen in probably 6, 7, probably even 10 years, and then to hit the woodwork as well straight after they've equalised, obviously we were a little bit disappointed that we didn't come away with the 3 points, but it's a starting block and something to build on.
Such a better second half performance. A few harsh words at half time?
No, not really. Just I said to the players that they just need to have a little bit more belief in the final third. You know, obviously I think both sides were very comfortable in the first half. Like you said, the game never really got going. You know, and I asked the players to, you know, take a few more risks in around the edge of the box and 30 yards from goal, and make sure that when the ball's in wide areas, we get some good quality crosses in.
We saw what was coming in the second half. Dave Kitson had a header right on the line. How did that one not go in?
No. Oh, yeah, I mean, obviously it was a wonderful save by Schmeichel, and you know, it's something that I've seen many, many times over the years through his dad when I was at United as a kid, and you know, that's what he's there for. But I think I was more pleased with the reaction that the players showed once we conceded the equaliser, because it would have been very, very easy for them to you know, throw the towel in and get their heads down, and they did exactly the opposite and go down the opposite end and hit the bar.
I mean, that post at the front end is still shaking from David Norris. His shot, and then the resulting shot from Mullins. What a save for Schmeichel, you've said just earlier, but it was just looked like it was flying in, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, and I think obviously we've got to take positives from that, because, you know, like I said, it would have been easy for us to go under a little bit after they conceded, and maybe concede another one very quickly, but we were really positive in what we did, and we looked to play forward early in the second half, and, you know, we got our reward from one goal. Probably should have got another 2 or 3, but, you know, that's football.
A word on the two debutants. Brilliant having a left back with a left foot. It changed the shape of the side, didn't it?
Yeah, and I think obviously, you know, I was asked the question numerous times last week, of, you know, about, you know, the decision at half time, but it was literally, I just didn't think the balance of the team was right, and our shape wasn't right, and we needed, like you say, a left-sided player who can play on the left side. And, you know, I thought young George in the middle of the park was outstanding today. I think he brought a lot of composure to the place.
Sometimes Matic on the left, though, is in so much space. I saw you gesturing to the side just to play it into him. Haven't quite worked out to use that left back yet, have we?
No, that's probably obviously of what's probably happened over the, you know, the last probably dozen or so games. Without playing with a natural left back, the tendency sometimes is not to want the ball to get out there, because, you know, in the past what's probably happened is once the ball's gone out there, we've probably tried to play in central areas. But obviously, as you could see in the second half, especially today, once we've got the ball into wide areas on this left side, we've had good quality crosses coming into the box, which has ended up with good efforts at goal.
Your first game at Fratton as manager, how did you find it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, and I knew I would, and I knew I'd get a reaction from the players today. And you know, it took 45 minutes to get the real play that I was looking for them, and what I've seen in the week leading up to the game. And you know, hopefully we continue that.
And just finally, Coventry next Saturday at home. 4 games unbeaten now at Fratton. It's something. Got to keep going, haven't we?
Yeah, it's all, football's about momentum. Whatever you do, whether it's results, whether it's winning away from home, not getting beat, losing at home, whatever it may be, everything to do with football is momentum, and that's what happens during the game. So from our point of view, you know, that's 3 games now where we're unbeaten, and we make sure we go into next week full of confidence and hopefully keep that record going.